Hello and welcome, Sister Queens, to Module 5, True Partnership. And in today's lesson, you're going to learn how to do imago dialogue. And let's start with today's quote. Communication is the fuel that keeps the fire of your relationship burning. Without it, your relationship goes cold. That's from William Paisley. Today, what you'll learn is, what is imago dialogue? You're going to learn the art of seeing things from another's point of view, and you're going to learn how to use imago dialogue in communication. Before we dive in here, I want you to understand that this is a therapeutic model. This is what good quality couples counselors will do to train couples that are in distress and who have had poor communication how to actually rebond and develop beautiful, true partnership again together. And you're going to learn the whole process here today. Now, also I want you to understand that the imago dialogue is not in the Wired for Love book. This is an additional thing that I wanted you to be exposed to and to learn. All right, let's start here. Imago dialogue. It's known as a path to bring down emotional walls. Okay? So what is imago dialogue? It's a unique and powerful communication tool originally conceived by Dr. Harville Hendrix and his wife, Dr. Helen Hunt. It's been utilized by thousands and thousands of couples for over 25 years. The dialogue itself is built upon the premise that while we humans are designed to believe that there is just one reality out there, the one that we perceive, the truth is each person has their own unique reality, their own legitimate experience of the world in any given situation. What's more, in imago, the belief is that each individual's reality is just as valid as the other person's. That's an important thing to hold as we proceed here. Emotional walls come up automatically when our brains sense danger. Their purpose is to keep us safe. And in the short run, they do. Over time, though, they can become fixed and impenetrable, so that even those desperate to connect with us find it near impossible to scale these walls. Now, to scale these walls, communication skills are critical. They're critical to help bringing the walls down, to helping another to open to you, and also, as you'll discover in our final lesson, to maintain the couple bubble. Now, by themselves, they may not break down these barriers, but seldom can they be removed without them. Sadly, despite how much we humans seem to require good communication to keep our relationships healthy, we don't seem particularly well designed to deliver it. And rarely does anyone teach us this, right? So much of us are needing support, guidance, and help and direction for how to communicate better and better and better. And if you're here, my guess is it's because you're wanting to learn new skills. You realize that some of the things that you brought to the table at the beginning of this training were not working, and adding some more skills to your relationship repertoire were only going to support you getting your own needs moving forward. So imago dialogue is a simple path to restoring connection, empathy, and intimacy. With practice and used in the spirit in which it was indeed intended, this simple tool can give you a way to actually sit down and talk about your issues, even really, really difficult, painful ones, with a high degree of confidence that you and your partner will each leave that discussion feeling better heard and understood as a product of the dialogue. It's from this sense of mutual understanding and empathy that leads partners to feeling reconnected. This in turn opens the door to mutual and effective ongoing problem solving, because we know that issues, problems, life, unforeseen events happen to us and our partners, and it happens to the relationship. What are the basic dialogue ground rules? So in the imago dialogue, both parties agree to a basic ground rule, to talk one person at a time. This gives you the person who is speaking, we call the sending person, and the other one who is listening or receiving. This is two roles, the sender or the person speaking, the receiver, the person who is listening. It's when you're in the role of the receiver that you'll be doing the three main steps of the Imago Dialogue. And the three main steps are mirroring, validation, and empathy. Let's take them one at a time in overview. Step one, mirror. In the mirroring step, when your partner pauses, or perhaps when you've asked them to pause, you'll repeat back everything you heard them say. You may paraphrase, but you will mirror without analyzing, critiquing, modifying, or responding. How to mirror, for example. If I get it, I think you said la la la. Or, so you're saying da 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 dum. Next, you ask if there's more. Is there more? Or tell me more. Step two is validate. Now, once the sender says there is no more, the receiver will attempt to validate what the sender has said by asking the sender if what they've been saying is making logical sense to the receiver. If it does not, the receiver will simply share what doesn't make sense, then ask the sender to say more about the parts that don't make sense to you. So how to validate? You make sense to me because... da-da-dum. Or, that makes sense. I can see where... da-da-da-da-dum. Okay? You can ask for clarification here. This part, X, makes sense, but help me understand a bit more about Z. Okay? And step three is empathize. In the final step, empathy, the receiver takes a guess as to what they imagine the sender might be feeling with regard to what they've been saying. If the sender has already said how they feel, then the receiver can simply reflect back what they heard the sender say that they're feeling. If, however, the receiver can think of an additional way the partner might be feeling, this is where they can add that. So when sending empathy, it's fine to say something like, I can imagine that you feel like, for example, you're the only one working on the relationship. However, it's important to know that once the word like comes into play, what's being expressed is a thought, a belief, not a feeling. You could also say, I imagine that you're feeling really hurt by what happened. Okay? This is empathetic. Now, the best way we've come to distinguish the difference between a thought and a feeling is that a feeling can be generally described in one or two words. And we've spoken about this before, okay? For example, happy, sad, excited, cared for, hurt, frustrated, turned on, turned off, scared, afraid. Try to include feeling words when you are empathizing, if you can. Doing so will often bring a look of recognition and joy to your partner's face, faster than anything that you could be analyzing. Empathy is such a beautiful, powerful tool. It brings you closer. So how to empathize? I can imagine you might be feeling sad or hurt. Check in with them. How do you feel? Is that how you feel? Give them an opportunity to respond. And how it would finish is now that the sender has said all they've had to say and the receiver has mirrored, validated, and empathized, the whole process then reverses. The receiver now gets their turn to respond with whatever came up for them whilst the first partner was sending. And the sender shifts into being the new receiver who does the mirroring, validation, and empathizing. Note, importantly here, when the partners trade places, the new sender doesn't start a new topic. Rather, he or she responds to what the first sender said. So let's give you receiver instructions. And I've put some flow charts in the training here so that you can look at both the receiver and the sender instructions whilst I'm talking to you. And indeed, you can use that whilst you're learning to do this with your partner. So the receiver instructions are, number one, listen. As your partner speaks, listen without interrupting until he pauses or until you ask them to pause. Number two, mirror. What I heard you say is. Now, when your partner pauses, repeat back everything you heard them say without judging it, critiquing it, analyzing it, or significantly adding to it or taking away from it. And attempt to do so in an attended way, meaning reflect back with a tone that more or less mirrors that of the sender. In other words, if what your partner has just shared is sad, you don't want to be laughing or even smiling as you mirror back. Paraphrasing is fine, but be careful to avoid sending while in the receiver mode. The magic of dialogue lies in allowing the sender to be completely in charge of where the conversation goes. And once you ask a question or insert a comment or tone of voice not by the sender, the dialogue is now about your agenda and not theirs. So check them out. Did I get that right? Or did I get you? Check to ensure that you correctly mirrored all that your partner said. If your partner clarifies or corrects something, listen and then mirror again. Continue until your partner says that you've got it. Then you ask if there's more. Is there more? Tell me more. If your partner adds more, you mirror, check it out, and then ask, is there more again? And you repeat this until your partner says, there's nothing more. Your role as receiver, the third one, is summarize. If I got it all, da-da-da-da-dum. Or, I think the gist of what you're saying is, da-da-da-da-dum. When done, check for completeness. Did I get it all? Mirror any additions your partner makes. And number four thing as the receiver. Number four thing as receiver is validate. You, or what you said, makes sense to me because da-da-da-dum. Validate the content of what your partner is saying. Remember, validation is not about agreement. Rather, it's about letting the other know that what they are saying makes sense from their point of view. For example, I can see how when I didn't speak to you after I came home last night, you thought I was mad at you. That makes sense. If something your partner says doesn't make sense, ask them to help you understand by asking them to say more about that. Help me understand. Could you say more about X? Check in with them. Does it feel like I'm getting you? And the number five thing to do in the receiver role is empathize. I can imagine that you might be feeling angry, hurt, scared, frustrated. To empathize means to imagine what another person is feeling about what they are saying or experiencing. Feelings can be distinguished from thoughts in that feelings can generally be described in the one word: hurt, excited, hopeful, sad, confused. If you have trouble empathizing, try to imagine how it might feel if the tables were turned on you, okay? Or try to recall a time when someone did something to you that is similar to what your partner is describing to you. Although you may very well have reacted somewhat differently than your partner, you can still utilize your memory of that experience to help you understand and empathize with your partner's current feelings. Check it out with them. Is that how you feel? And we finish by, once the sender has said all they've had to say and you've mirrored, you've validated, and you've empathized, your partner may ask if you want to turn. If they do not, you may politely ask if you can respond. So what are the sender instructions? The sender in an imago dialogue, or the person speaking, shares equal responsibility with their partner for the success or the failure of the dialogue. Remaining calm and conscious is usually easy when the topic is positive, as in when you're appreciating each other. However, when the topic is some energy around it, we often slip into reactive sending. A sure invitation to dialogue failure. Now, following these steps when the topic is a little more touchy or charged or emotional will help ensure a positive outcome for yourself and your partner and, of course, the relationship. So the first responsibility of the sender is make an appointment. This is especially important with men, my loves. Now, in a conscious relationship, all issues are discussed by appointment only. Go to your partner and ask if this is an okay time to talk. If they say no, respect their answer and ask them to let you know sometime in the next 24 hours when they'd be willing to dialogue. If it's really pressing and important to you, establish who will initiate this. If your partner is someone that finds these talks difficult, then be willing to take the lead, okay? It's important little aside here. Communication is a really important aspect of the feminine. So sometimes we do initiate communication situations. The number two responsibility of the sender, a statement of intentionality. Begin with an introductory statement that helps your partner feel safe about what and how you're going to send. For example, I want you to know that I'm sharing this with you because I care about our relationship, or I want this to be a win-win discussion. Responsibility number three of the sender is pause. Practice pausing periodically so your partner can mirror back what you've said. If your partner doesn't mirror, ask them to do so in a non-demanding manner. Number four is stay focused. Attempt to avoid rambling down side roads, stick to your topic, and make it only one topic per dialogue. Number five, this is an important one. Use I statements. I statements are those that begin with the word I and describe how you feel or need or desire. Reference to others are made without judgment and or attribution or motive. For example, when you interrupt me, I feel disrespected and dismissed. Or when you don't call, I start to get scared or nervous or angry. I statements reduce the blaming caused by you statements. You don't care about my feelings. You make me feel angry. Note, the I think that you does not qualify as an I statement. That's still a you. Okay. And number six. Maintain non-threatening, non-accusatory tone of body and voice. If your voice is angry, your partner will have no choice but to put up their defenses, and they will have a difficult time mirroring you. If you cannot remove the anger, it's not a good time to ask for the dialogue. Wait until you're more calm. And number seven, select your words carefully. It is inflammatory to blame, label, mind read, or use absolutes. For example, you always, you never. It is quite acceptable to say, however, I feel unloved when you don't talk to me. It is not acceptable to say, you never talk to me because you are selfish and don't love me. Number eight, positively and actively reinforce positive behaviors. This is so important with men, okay? If you like the way your partner mirrors what you have to say, say so. Thank you for hearing me. That really helped. And number nine to end. When done, thank your partner for listening and ask if they would like a chance to reply. If they say yes, move into the role of the receiver. So today what you've learned about is what is imago dialogue. You've learned the art of seeing things from another's point of view, and you've learned how to use imago dialogue in communication. Now, your homework is I want you to try this out with your partner or friend who is willing to sit with you and learn this beautiful, empowering, connecting way to share and communicate with another person. And let's finish with this quote. Without communication, there is no relationship. Without respect, there is no love. Without trust, there is no reason to continue. That's from an unknown source. Much love and bye-bye for now, and share with us how the Imago Dialogue goes for you. Bye-bye for now.